Hey there, wonderful parents. It's Kathy here, your self-esteem booster and host on the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast, your go-to for parenting tips. I'm on a mission to help you reach your full potential and create a nurturing and safe family environment. I am not here to beat you up for your past parenting mistakes, but instead to focus on three critical pillars that I learned from being a parent and grandparent that turned myself and my family life around. My three pillars are assertive communication, conflict resolution, and those all-important healthy boundaries, all of which lead to raising self-esteem in your children and yourself. So let's get started. In last week's episode, I talked about discovering my self-worth after healing from my childhood traumas. In doing so, my values and how I looked at my relationships have changed. Before, I looked after the needs of others at the risk of looking after myself. The pendulum has swung the other way as I focus on myself. However, as I have talked about before in my episode on relationships, that is not a healthy relationship for me. So how do I find the balance? Grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's get into today's topic of autonomy. This is Tips for Parenting Youngsters, where every episode brings you closer to building self-esteem and stronger, more meaningful relationships with your children. Autonomy goes beyond just making decisions. It's about having the freedom to shape our lives according to our values, preferences, and goals. It encompasses the ability to think for ourselves, act on our own accord, and take responsibility for our decisions and actions. Autonomy empowers us to navigate the complexities of life with confidence and authenticity, forging our path rather than simply following the expectations or dictates of others. It involves self-awareness, introspection, and the courage to assert ourselves in the face of challenges or opposition. Autonomy doesn't mean isolation or selfishness. Instead, it's about striking a balance between our individual needs and the needs of others, respecting both our boundaries and those of the people around us. In essence, autonomy is the cornerstone of self-confidence and empowerment, allowing us to lead fulfilling and meaningful lives on our terms. Autonomy is fundamental to our well-being and personal development for several compelling reasons. Firstly, autonomy gives us control and agency over our lives. In a world of uncertainty and unpredictability, making our own decisions gives us a sense of empowerment and stability. This sense of control is essential for our mental and emotional health, as it reduces feelings of helplessness and anxiety. Secondly, autonomy fosters confidence and self-esteem. When we can make decisions independently and see the positive outcomes of our choices, it boosts our self-confidence and self-esteem. This confidence extends beyond specific decisions to our overall sense of self-worth and competence, enabling us to tackle challenges with resilience and determination. Moreover, autonomy is a catalyst for growth and personal fulfillment. By making our own choices and taking ownership of our actions, we open up ourselves to new experiences and opportunities for learning and development. even when we encounter setbacks or failures? Autonomy allows us to approach them as valuable learning experiences rather than insurmountable obstacles. This continuous cycle of learning and growth is essential for realizing our full potential and leading fulfilling lives. Furthermore, autonomy nurtures authenticity and individuality. When we can express ourselves and pursue our interests and values, we are more likely to align our actions with our true selves. This authenticity enhances our relationships and connections with others and contributes to our overall sense of fulfillment and well-being. In summary, autonomy is essential because it empowers us to take control of our lives, fosters confidence and self-esteem, promotes growth and personal fulfillment, and nurtures authenticity and individuality. By prioritizing autonomy, we can cultivate a sense of purpose and agency that enables us to thrive in an ever-changing world. Autonomy in relationships is a cornerstone of healthy dynamics, emphasizing mutual respect, trust, and individuality. It involves honoring each other's independence and allowing space for personal growth while remaining connected and supportive. Partners recognize and celebrate each other's uniqueness in a relationship with autonomy. Rather than expecting your significant other to fulfill all your needs and interests, they encourage and support your pursuits that bring fulfillment and joy to you, even if they differ from theirs. For instance, I prefer walking alone because I love to be alone with my thoughts. My husband, on the other hand, talks the whole time we walk. So I have set aside one day a week where I walk by myself. Importantly, autonomy in your relationships also means no room for jealousy or insecurity from the other person. When you feel empowered to pursue your desires and pursuits without fear of judgment or criticism, it fosters a sense of confidence and security within the relationship. Rather than viewing your partner's independence as a threat, see it as a source of strength and vitality that enriches your bond. This mutual trust and confidence lays the foundation for a robust, resilient partnership built on authenticity and mutual respect. Ultimately, autonomy in your relationships empowers you to live authentically and pursue your dreams without compromise. By embracing each other's uniqueness and encouraging personal growth, you and your spouse can create a deep sense of connection and fulfillment that enriches your relationship and empowers you both to thrive. Autonomy within your parenting is crucial for fostering your children's independence, resilience, and self-confidence. It involves providing guidance and allowing your children to make their own choices, even if they make mistakes. Moreover, you play a significant role in modeling autonomous behavior for your children, demonstrating the importance of self-reliance and decision-making skills through your actions and words. An example of autonomy within your parenting is allowing your children to participate in decision-making processes regarding family activities and resolving conflicts. I was big on this when my kids were at home. I was always mindful of keeping it age appropriate. You demonstrate trust in your children's judgment and independence by taking in their ideas and allowing them to contribute to family decisions. Another example is encouraging your children to pursue their interests and passions independently. Whether enrolling in extracurricular activities, exploring new hobbies, or pursuing creative endeavors, you can support your children's autonomy by providing opportunities for self-expression and growth. Help to empower your children to explore their talents and interests confidently and enthusiastically by fostering curiosity and self-discovery. Honor each child's uniqueness and differences. Respect them for who they are and don't mold them into someone you want them to be because of your missed opportunities. Trust in the process of allowing them to try and discover new things. Hands-on experience, including failure, is the fastest way to help them grow and live their full potential. Allowing them to try as many things as they want helps them learn what they like and don't like. Respecting each of your children and their uniqueness reminds me of the night I was reading in bed, and one of my daughters came to talk to me. She was hesitant and uncertain of how I would react to what she was about to tell me. The short version is that she had planned on attending university to become a social worker. However, she had decided that wasn't for her and told me that night she wanted to be a hairdresser instead. She felt shame telling me because she wasn't going to university. She had pressured herself because I had no problem with her being a hairdresser if that was her passion. That conversation was over 20 years ago, and she is still a hairdresser today. My other daughter at the same time was struggling with what she wanted to do after graduating high school. I didn't put pressure on her because, as mentioned, the more she experienced life, the faster she would know what she wanted to do. At the time, she was working at a retail clothing store, and her manager saw something in my daughter that prompted her to tell my daughter about a position working with disabled children at a summer camp. That was all it took. My daughter, after that summer, went to school to be an ECE and then a communicative disorder assistant. And when our provincial government cut her job, she went back to school as a single mother of two to become a teacher. The point of my story is to trust your children. We all have the answers within us. They will find their true passion when you allow them to be them. Also, modeling healthy boundaries and self-care practices is essential for teaching your children autonomy and self-respect. You can demonstrate the value of prioritizing your needs by setting aside time for relaxation, pursuing personal interests, and engaging in self-care activities. By prioritizing your well-being and establishing healthy boundaries, you show your children that it's okay to prioritize themselves and their needs, ultimately empowering them to advocate for their autonomy and well-being. In summary, autonomy within parenting involves balancing guidance and freedom, modeling autonomous behavior for children, and providing opportunities for self-expression and growth. So, how do you handle a lack of autonomy in your relationships? Dealing with a lack of independence in a family can be challenging, but communication and compromise are essential. Here are some ways to handle it. First, assertive communication. Express your feelings to your spouse calmly and respectfully. Explain why autonomy is important to you and how their actions make you feel. I have talked about assertive communication in previous episodes. Secondly, seek understanding. Try to understand your spouse's perspective or your children's. They may not be aware of how their behavior is impacting you or may have their reasons for being controlling. Third, set boundaries. Establish clear boundaries regarding your needs and independence within the relationship. Discuss specific areas where you want autonomy and stand up for those boundaries. Fourth, conflict resolution. Find ways to compromise and meet each other's needs without sacrificing autonomy. As mentioned, I like quiet time when I walk, and my husband loves talking. We found a compromise. And fifth, seek professional help. If communication and compromise fail to resolve the issue, consider counseling or therapy. Remember, mutual respect, trust, and autonomy make a healthy relationship. It's essential to prioritize open communication and address any issues that arise to maintain a solid and fulfilling relationship. In conclusion, autonomy is often misunderstood as selfishness, but it's far from it. Autonomy is about recognizing and honoring our own needs and desires while also respecting those of others. It's about balancing self-care and consideration for others rather than prioritizing one over the other. Taking care of ourselves, whether it's through self-care practices, pursuing our passions, or setting boundaries, is essential for our overall well-being and happiness. It allows us to show up as our best selves in our relationships, work, and other areas of our life. Feeling guilty for prioritizing self-care is counterproductive and unnecessary. Don't apologize for taking care of yourself. Embrace it wholeheartedly, knowing it benefits you and those around you. So let go of the guilt and embrace autonomy as a pathway to personal growth, fulfillment, and healthy relationships. What I have learned is that I am responsible and accountable for myself. The only person who can look after me the best is me. When you have self-awareness and discover your values and your beliefs, you live a life filled with what brings you joy and happiness. And when you are happy, others around you can't help but want to be part of your life. So be you. Let the people in your life know what you stand for and set your boundaries. Be diligent with your boundaries. It is natural for others to push back. Your triggers are letting you know where you need to heal and grow more. Thank you, listeners, for embarking on this journey with me today. Your time and attention are precious, and I am genuinely grateful that you chose to spend them with the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast. Your support and engagement mean the world to me. As I bring this episode to a close, I invite you to subscribe to my podcast, Tips for Parenting Youngsters. New episodes drop every Thursday. Discover strategies for positive parenting. Embark on a journey of self-discovery and join me as I navigate the complexities of parenting to build stronger family bonds and self-esteem. How does embracing vulnerability transform the dynamics between spouses and children? Join me on a journey where I unravel the layers of connection, trust, and emotional growth within the family unit. Are you ready to uncover the profound impact vulnerability can have on your journey through parenthood? Next week's episode is discussing vulnerability. There is always time to rewrite your family story, break free from patterns that no longer serve you, and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?